After the parties and fireworks are over, Europeans will go home from Dublin to a new reality. 77 million more people now find themselves on the territory of the European Union. They are part of an entity that's neither a sovereign state nor a federation, but an amalgam of countries bound together by agreements, rules, and regulations. Lots of them. If new Europeans find all these rules confusing, help is just a toll-free phone call or an email away. The EU has a hotline called Europe Direct. It's based in Brussels and staffed by operators who answer on average 7,000 questions a month. And they do it in 20 different languages.
The fax number would be also +32, so okay, it's a country code. And then 22985782.
¿Puedes decírmela, por favor, si hay la dirección en internet?
We called one of the young EU polyglots at the Europe Direct call center for answers to our questions about the expansion of the European Union.
My name is Sofia Aslanidou.
And Sofia, I want to ask you some questions that we think might be coming into the center and see how you do on that. Is that
okay?
All right?
Yes, that's good.
Okay. Are the borders between the old Europe and the new Europe, are those now open?
Well, actually, the new member states have to implement all EU legislation, which is referred to in community terms as the Community Acquis. And there are still some parts of the Community Acquis related to the free movement of persons that are not yet fully applicable. Mm-hmm. So that means that people will be able to move freely to travel, for example, in the whole of the EU, but there will still be border control between the new member states and the current member states.
So if I'm a Hungarian, let's say, can a Hungarian pass into Austria without showing a passport?
Actually, according to the information we have, with a valid ID document, you should be able to travel in the EU.
All right. And if I'm a Polish worker, would I be able to, pick up tomorrow on Sunday and move to Germany and look for work?
As far as the free movement of workers is concerned, there is going to be a transitional period, which is up to each current member state to decide whether it's going to be applied or not. So in this case, it is a national issue. For example, a Polish citizen that wants to move to the UK or to France, for example, has got to contact the national authorities of those member states in order to find out the practical aspects of getting a work permit in those countries.
All right. Well, I guess money would be a big issue. So is the euro, the single European currency, is that now accepted in the 10 new EU member states?
The new member states are not yet going to be part of the single currency. They first have to prove some signs of economic stability before they can actually be a part of the eurozone. So they will certainly have the euro at some point.
Now, can any citizen of any EU country buy property in another EU country or any of those countries?
I think that's a little bit of a tricky question that we have. I cannot give you an exact answer, but I still think that purchasing property is a national issue.
Well, we were trying to find some question we could stump you on, so.
Yeah, that was the one then.
Okay. What question do you hear from callers most frequently?
I would say that a hot topic nowadays is the free movement of persons, related to the enlargement, actually. Both citizens from the current member states and from the new member states are making a lot of questions regarding to rights to study or work or live in one of the EU countries.
I would imagine that you get some rather odd questions as well. Well, what is the strangest one that you've ever had to deal with?
The strangest question. I guess there have been many of those. The general trend is that there are a lot of people who think that anything would be related to the EU just because you happen to live in it. So if there are dogs barking in your neighborhood or you have a nasty neighbor, there are people who think that the EU can actually intervene and do something about those dogs or those neighbors. So that's questions that we've had.
Well, thank you so much for spending time with us.
You're welcome.
We spoke to Sofia Aslanidou at the EU's Hotline Call Center in Brussels.